Drive into summer savings at Burr Brothers Tire and Service with unbeatable discounts on all major tire brands like Goodyear, Bridgestone, Firestone, Pirelli, and more. Visit any Burr Brothers today because these summer tire deals are hot and won't last long. Burr Brothers Tire and Service. Complete auto care done better.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's complete.
Cougar Sports Saturday. A presentation of KSL Sports. KSL
Sports. Left wing for three.
He got it again!
BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans for Cougar fans. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Trevin, I'm sure it's been a wild couple weeks for you with the coaching change and just the uncertainty with the roster. How are you hanging up, man? I can't imagine you thought this would happen, but here we are.
Yeah, it's just been crazy. You know, you go from a full coaching staff, you know, in the offices and everything going on to, you know, no one's up there right now. We're kind of doing like player-run workouts. And stuff like that, but it's been fun to be able to really, you know, connect with the guys on a different level again. And then it's been fun to, you know, be a leader in that sense. And then to watch, you know, Coach Young on the TV, you know, coaching guys like Devin Booker and Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, like it's been really cool to see, you know, him in action and to be kind of a part of, you know, the Suns team in a certain way.
How big of a deal was it for you on recommitting to BYU, knowing that Kevin Young did have that NBA background? Did that play a large role in you wanting to play for him?
Yeah. When I first met him, he, like I tell a lot of people, he just has like this quiet confidence about him, which is super unique. And like, he just, like, you can tell he genuinely wants to be at BYU. You see, like, you hear all these other things about how he had coaching jobs with, you know, the Brooklyn Nets, potentially with the Charlotte Hornets and stuff like that. And the fact that he really wants to be here, his family wants to be here, and he prides himself on like the relationship side of things is something that I value a ton. And so I'm super excited to, you know, be able to learn from a guy that's, you know, coached, you know, Kevin Durant and Devin Booker and Chris Paul and like these high level guys. And because when you get to that level in the NBA, like those guys are top, you know, 75 of all time. So when you get to that level, you see like, okay, like if I'm at that level, then all of a sudden you're like, okay, what can you teach me, right? And the fact that they still want to learn from Coach Young is, you know, speaks paramount to, you know, how well of a coach he is and the relationship he has with those guys. So I'm really excited to be able to learn from, you know, Coach Young in that way.
It's been about a week since he had his opening press conference. He met with you guys beforehand in the locker room. Is that right?
Yeah, he did. It was super unique.
What did he say to you guys? What was that like?
Yeah, he walked in, dapped us all up. It was the first time we saw him without a beard. So I was like, this guy looks like a Navy SEAL. Like I was nervous. but he just said how, like he said, I don't have any like a sales pitch for you guys. I just want to say like, I genuinely want to be here. I want every single one of you guys back. And I want to, you know, do something at BYU that's never been done. And that just really spoke to me, you know, that a guy like he just came in here. He knew like it's all about business. You know, he came in here. He said he values relationships, he values each and one of us, and that he wants to compete. And so, like, I feel like I'm a huge competitor. I always want to, you know, compete at the highest level. I want to win. And so I feel like me and Coach Young kind of we'll get really along in terms of that.
Was that the moment where you kind of felt like, oh, yeah, I want to run it back here at BYU?
Yeah. I mean, I had a conversation with him before, but I got really excited when he spoke to that, and then he spoke, you know, that Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, maybe Chris Paul will come through the gym this summer and get workouts with us. And I was like, all right, you sold me. Let's go. Let's run it back.
That's awesome. Still a lot of stuff up in the air in terms of additional assistant coaches and the roster. Recently announced was the addition of Brandon Dunson. Have you had a chance to talk to him, and what do you think of that addition to the staff?
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to talk with him yet. He was in the office, I think it was yesterday, just for a couple hours with a recruit. But I just know he's a really sought-after guy. Dallin Hall actually met with him, so I talked to Dallin a little about him. And Dallin said he's really, you know, really down-to-earth, really funny. Has a great relationship with Coach Young, and he's really excited to grow, you know, relationships with each one of us. So I'm excited with Coach Dunson and see what he can bring in. And I know he's a really, really talented recruiter. So I'm excited to see what kind of guys he can roll in here and see, you know, where we can take BYU in the next couple of years.
I might be asking this question prematurely since there's still so much in flux, but do you have any sense of what Coach Young wants to do schematically? Has that come up at all on how he wants to play?
Every 5 seconds.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, that was the main. So when I had a one-on-one conversation with him, that was something that I really wanted to hammer out because in my career, I feel like my first couple of years was really hard to, you know, get a rhythm, and I feel like I wasn't being, you know, used to, you know, my potential. And this past year, we really kind of opened up, you know, the floodgates of how we want to play. And I was coming off screens, I was coming off, you know, ball screens. I was getting the ball in my hands in different ways. And I felt like I was playing more to my potential, and my confidence grew over the season. So I kind of talked to him about that, and I was like, hey, I really wanted to kind of run that offense back. Like, what are your thoughts? And he's like, well, what your guys' offense is just a traditional NBA offense. He's like, I've been running this for 20 years. Like, don't worry, you'll be fine. Like, you'll get taken care of. And he just talked about how he knows how to get guys like open shots. He knows what kind of plays to run. And so that's something that I'm really excited about too, is when guys are hot, we can, you know, manufacture different plays to get them the ball. But yeah, I mean, it's been a conversation not only for me, but a lot of other guys on the team.
Trevin Nell's our guest here on Cougar Sports Saturday for a few more moments. How interesting, maybe even fun, was it to be in a situation like you just described where you're kind of feeling out, is this going to work for me? What was it nice to be on that end where you could just be real because it's a blank slate, right? And you could say, hey, this is what I want to do. Are we on the same page? How unique was that? Because I imagine that's the first time you've been in that situation before.
Yeah, I mean, it was super unique. I feel like my career has been really kind of all over the place in terms of, you know, I committed to Cal, that coach left, kind of recommitted to the new coach, but just with, you know, different circumstances, reopened my commitment and my recruitment, committed Coach Rose. He stepped down, Coach Pope took over. So it's been fun to be able to, you know, really, you know, develop different relationships with different coaches. And I'm really excited to, you know, finish out my year being coached by somebody that's been in the NBA for, you know, over a decade and, you know, really stopped after, you know, coach too. So it's going to be a fun experience, and I hope we can, you know, grow together, just me and KYU, baby.
What'd you make of those Devin Booker comments? KYU is funny, but for him to say he wish he could have been recruited and played for Kevin Young, what'd you make of that as someone who will play for Kevin Young?
Yeah, I just hope, like, I'm all in, and I'm so excited. I'm so, like, just – I'm ecstatic to, you know, be a part of, you know, Cougar Nation. And I feel like Cougar Nation is my home, is my family. And to add another piece to that family with Coach Young is going to be really special. All the players, every single time we laugh, because during the season, anytime someone ever says anything about BYU, we're just going to say KYU. So it's going to be a fun season for sure. We're going to be, you know, mimicking a lot of, you know, what Devin Booker said in his press conference. But again, like, it just speaks paramount to, you know, who Coach Young is, and the fact that, you know, a guy like Devin Booker and the talent that he has, he still says he wants to be, you know, a part of Kevin Young's, you know, history here at BYU, and he wish he could have been coached by him, you know, speaks a lot. And I hope a lot of recruits and even guys like Dallin and Richie and even Jax, like, they can, you know, listen to that and kind of, you know, really dive into, you know, what that speaks to, you know, who Coach Young is.
How much of a role have you played in recruiting? Because you touched on those guys that are in the portal. Are you, like, I'm just curious from a player's perspective. I don't think there's a right or wrong answer, but they're doing what's best for them. Are you just kind of sitting back and letting them do their thing? Or are you also like, hey, would love to have you back, you know?
I feel like I've already, like, stepped foot into, you know, being an assistant coach is kind of funny. So I definitely feel like the stressful, you know, pain that a lot of assistant coaches might feel when recruiting, but it's been really unique. I felt like I needed to tell the guys that I'm all in, and just show that, like, no matter what, like, I'm here to support you guys. I took Dallin to lunch the other day. It was really good. Me and Dallin have a really special relationship. And so I just hope, like, I'm going to try to leverage those relationships, you know, throughout this next couple of weeks. But at the end of the day, like, you know, a lot of things I just say is like, take everybody's, you know, opinions with a grain of salt. Everybody is going to give you the best sales pitch. But just, you know, trust your instincts, trust your relationships, and then trust your feeling, and then pray to God and just see what's right for you. But at the end of the day, like, you can say all you want, and you know, you just got to make sure you tell them that you love them and that you're going to support them through it all. And I think that's where I had a really good relationship with Ali, is, you know, he called me before he committed to Louisville to tell me. And I thought that was really cool. Just, you know, the relationship that I built with him. And so that's kind of just kind of leveraging those relationships and hoping, you know, Cougar Nation can rally behind that and help recruit these guys back.
Last couple of things for you, Trevor, we'll let you go. Thanks for the time. I know it's been a crazy time of year. What are you hoping that BYU can maybe bring in? Maybe not individuals per se, because I know that you're probably a lot more in tune with us on who's being recruited and all that to fill out the roster. But what do you think this team needs from a skill set perspective to maybe get you to that next level and win a tournament game?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we had all the pieces last year. We just, you know, maturity. A lot of guys, it was the first time in the NCAA tournament, so I feel like the experience of bringing everybody back will really help this next and upcoming year. And, you know, everybody's goal is to win a tournament game, right? And not just win, but go deep and make a run. And, you know, then goal is to win the national championship. But with Atiki gone and really only having Foos at the five, like, we really, really need some bigs. And I know that it's going to be fun to see, you know, who Coach Young brings in. But I'm just really excited to, you know, get everybody here, get coaches here, you know, Kevin Young here, and be able to really rock and roll come, you know, summertime with our summer camp training stuff.
How involved is Coach Young right now? I can't imagine it's easy trying to wrap up a playoff run and get this thing going in Provo. How's he doing it?
Yeah, credit to him. Like, he has so many responsibilities right now. He's wearing so many hats, but I feel like he's doing it really well. He's, you know, traveling back and forth, still trying to do both jobs.
So he's been in Provo after the press conference.
He has. He's been back in Provo. He's been helping us. And then, you know, he's also been in Minnesota coaching games. So it's been really fun to be able to, you know, see both sides of Coach Young right now. And then he's just still keeping tabs with all of us, still texting us, still letting us know that he cares about us, and that just because he's in, you know, Sun doesn't mean he hasn't forgotten about his responsibilities here, as well as vice versa, you know, with his responsibilities with the Suns. But it's going to be fun. So I'm really excited to get everybody here. You know, it's going to be awesome. And I really hope Cougar Nation can really rally behind him and, you know, get this thing rolling.
Last thing for you, I remember seeing you at the press conference over a week ago and with a bunch of other players. Foos was there. Dallin was there. One guy that was there, I'm curious what he thought of this, Spencer Johnson, who is not coming back. But what did Spencer make of just the whirlwind of events that happened? What was that conversation like with him?
Yeah, Spence and I, like, again, I have a really good relationship with Spence. I feel like I have a really good relationship with all these guys. Me and Spence are kind of like the old dads on the team right. from last year. But he just, you know, he came down. He's I think he might be trying to test the waters overseas and play professionally. But he came down, he's like, wow, I wish I had another year. And, like, you know, for a guy like that to say that right away is really cool too. So I know, you know, Kevin Young has already touched a lot of people's hearts, and I just hope, like, a lot of guys in the portal and also other recruits can just see, like, that he's a relationship guy, he's a player development guy, and he's a competitive dude. We've heard a lot of stories about how competitive he is, so it's really fun to have bring that all those aspects to Provo and really compete at a high level.
It's gonna be a lot of fun to see how this unfolds and how this roster gets put together, and I'm looking forward to following it and getting ready for another year of BYU Hoops, Trevin. I appreciate the time, man.
KY Hoops, come on now, let's go.
We'll have to sync up when things are a little more stable, but
exactly.
Again, appreciate it, man, and stay healthy, have a great off season, and looking forward to this upcoming year.
I appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
We'll take the break. More BYU Hoops reaction on the other side.